that sprint lane run, Radius, so what deep then, Harry Who, the others too far back, top of the stretch, Halliver leads the Charlton Cup field, Ideal Escape on the outside for Alan Tormey's raising an effort, Cosimo and little Harry Who up along the pegs, Halliver in front, coming through Cosimo, Ideal Escape late, but Halliver wins the Charlton Cup, has beaten the stablemates, the inside Cosimo or Ideal Escape, so what was flying home and it was all
Halliver takes out the Community Bank Charlton and District Charlton Pacing Cup for John and Ever Justice, leading all the way after finding the front from Cosimo, who sat leaders back, who snuck through to run second, beaten 1.6 metres. The stablemate Ideal Escape sat sitting outside the leader and got beaten 2.1 metres. Harry Who snuck up the inside just 4.1 metres away in fourth. So what? Ran another terrific race, just 4.8 metres. And you go all the way back to last, Major Meister only got beaten 10.9 metres. So a terrific finish to the Community Bank Charlton and District Charlton Pacing Cup. The time, they went 159.2, the lead time in 72.3 seconds. The first quarter was very slow, 31.9, 31. Third quarter, 28.2. They got them rolling up the back and slipped home the first fourth quarter in 27 dead. 1.6 metres between first and second, and as I said, only 10 metres back to last place. It was a terrific edition of the Charlton Pacing Cup, Bronte, and Ever Justice, she is just on a mission at the moment. She took out her first Group 1 winner, winning the Tasmania Cup a couple of weeks ago, and now she takes home her first Pacing Cup.
Yeah, she's doing just amazing, and she had her first Trots Vision debut on Saturday night as well.
She's done terrific.
Host the show for a, yeah, she helped host the show for a few races there, so that's incredible. She's a very talented girl, and she's doing all of this in between working a part-time job, helping train the horses and studying. So she's just really nailing it and an incredible inspiration to other younger girls coming through the industry at the moment. And that was a really great drive. She rated the horse to perfection, and I personally, with the punt off, was on little Louie, and as soon as I saw it snagged back at the start, I just knew that my bet was off in that race. But Fantastic result for John and Ever.
Yeah. Yeah, it certainly was. Toby, you would have seen a few Pacing Cups over your time. Ever just rated this one beautifully, and it was just too good in the finish.
Yeah, I have seen a couple, actually. But, yeah, she did rate him really well. And I think we underrate this horse sometimes. He's got a brilliant first-up record. He's 5 from 6 first-up, and he won that... What's the race in Victoria Cup night? Is it the Pop Your Arm Free for virtually the Vic Cup consolation? He came back from that Queensland trip, and he's just probably half a step off moving up into the absolute top echelon of horses, but I don't know if he'll ever get there. But a race is like this, when he gets to dictate terms and has been so beautifully well driven, he's going to be very hard to beat, always.
Yeah, he certainly is. He's now had 46 lifetime starts, and he's won 13 of those and placed 10 times. That takes his bankroll up to $147,000. Mark Gurry owns this horse. He's one of our great sponsors as well, with Mark Gurry and Associates. And yeah, he's a certain, let's just say, he's certainly going to have a lot of fun with him. He may not be, like you say, to the very best league, but he's certainly a great Country Cups horse.
Yeah, he is, and I'd imagine, Steve, without knowing, he'd be targeting the Mildura Cup. John Justice has been up to Mildura probably 30 of the last 20 years to take on the Cup, so I'd suspect that that's probably his next target.
Yeah, that's coming up soon, just a couple of weekends' time. It'll be a terrific weekend as well. And just very quickly, we've got a few minutes before we have to go to our next break. We'll have a quick chat about that last race that won the punt off. Scheming took the win. Stag Party for the Cormacs ran second, got beaten half a neck. Outback Queenie ran third. But $7 the winner, $41 the second place getter. And Toby, you were texting me through that they played Stag Party each way, I think, and also took the Quinella.
Yeah, so Adam, going into the race, there's always a lot of permutations and people try to work out how to win. Tim O'Connor worked out 64 different ways for the Charlton Club to win the competition, and he opted with one of those, and he got a little collect out of the last race and earned $1,800 or something for the Charlton Club, or $1,650, whatever it was. So He had a great day on behalf of the Charlton Club, and we thanked him for that. He volunteered his time to head up there on the day, as well as a number of other HRV staff, everyone there on a volunteer basis or, you know, not getting paid to be there. So great to have such strong representation from Harness Racing Victoria. But, Adam Cormack, he had something like 100 to win and $300 to place and some sort of $100 quinella on scheming and stag party. And he was wrapped afterwards. He had a $6,000 collect, Steve, and of course he owned stag party. And at about midnight when I worked out that if the horse had a one, he would have collected about another $10,000 to $12,000. That kind of didn't help him at that time of the night, if that makes sense.
Probably by that time of the night he probably didn't care, but a half neck separated first and second, so imagine the turnaround had stag party have got up, because not only was it a $41 pop, so there's your $100 on at 4100s, four and a bit grand, but the Quinella would have paid outstandingly. I suppose if he had taken an exacter and had him in order, it would have been huge. But look, it's a great thing to be involved in, and hopefully we can really keep promoting it each year, because like you say, it does celebrate the punter, and it's a great way to get them all together and get that banter happening.
Yeah, the Quinella only paid about $22, so I reckon that paid unders. So it could have been a much bigger result. And he's won some big races, Breeders' Crown finals, etc., and he said that that trophy was dead set going right up at the top shelf of all the trophies he's ever had. He really did enjoy it, and he came from South Australia. We thank Steve Walters, who flew from Tasmania to come for the event, Sooty Hunt from New South Wales. We had Sulky App from Queensland with Jerome involved too. So to have four different states come to the event as well in one way, shape or form, it's just a wonderful day to celebrate, as we say, the punter and punting and in memoriam of the great man who is Tom Hogan.
Tom would be extremely proud looking down upon that, because like you say, to get so many people from far and wide to be part of it, it's a huge turnout. It turned out to be a great day. I love the socials. As you said, love to have been able to see a bit of that banter going back and forth. It's what it's all about, and a great day it was on Sunday there at Charlton. We're going to shoot off to our final break. Toby, thanks for joining us, mate. Good luck with the show tomorrow. Appreciate you calling in.
Thanks, Steve. No worries. And I'll share the top 15 Tom Hogan stories I heard from last night with you privately, because I can't share them on air.